This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Is investigated. They have not yet found something, just like they investigated Paul Manafort. So it is ongoing. Number one.
Well, Paul Manafort's not part of the Trump.
But, sir.
He's not part of the Trump team.
Okay, then we can take Paul Manafort out, even though he was. Donald Trump himself has never flip-flopped on one thing, Vladimir Putin. He has said he is a strong leader. Maybe they can work together in the future. This is a man, a leader, who's killed journalists, who's invaded Crimea, who's funded Assad. So for you,
Vladimir Putin, here we have rhetoric. I'm sorry, Steph.
We can absolutely speak about Hillary Clinton, but when I think about Vladimir Putin and what a dangerous man he is, I ask you, how would you describe Vladimir Putin in one word?
Yeah, you know something, Stephanie? Here we just cut a deal. The United States of America just cut a deal with Russia, with Russia's direct involvement, to give the leading state sponsor of terrorism in Iran a nuclear weapon, put them on a path to be a nuclear weapon. So if Russia is so bad, why is it that our government, our current government right now, and Hillary Clinton was over there trying to do a Russian reset, sir,
they would argue that that deal puts a check in place so they don't do it.
It just gave the leading state sponsor of terrorism their national, Iran's national anthem is death to America. They have said they are going to annihilate the state of Israel. I mean, come on. And so this is our current government. Hillary Clinton was definitely behind and influencing the Iranian nuclear deal when she was the Secretary of State. Here the U.S. is working with Russia to give Iran all of this nice stuff, you know, $150 billion. We're working with them right now to try to resolve the issue in the Middle East. So what Donald Trump is saying is, hey, look, let's find some common ground with the Russians. But you know what?
Is Vladimir Putin someone you would respect? Someone who kills journalists, who's invaded Crimea? Is that a man you respect?
Yes. Stop it with that kind of stuff. I mean, this is a nuclear state in Iran.
Stop it with how you're describing
a leader in the world that is actually that we have to deal with. We're dealing with him right now.
May I ask
you? We have to deal with Russia.
Without a doubt, we have to deal with Russia.
We cannot make Russia an enemy. Russia is a nation that is deeply involved in the Middle East right now. The Middle East is totally unstable. We have over 5,000 of our own troops there in Iraq trying to fight the rise of ISIS.
And Russia's
right involved, so we have to figure out ways to work with them instead of making them an antagonist.
So when 17 intelligence agencies say it was Russia behind the WikiLeaks hacking,
I'm not sure all 17 have said that. I don't agree with that.
You joined Donald Trump in these intelligence briefings. You didn't learn from any of these briefings that
those
it was Russia.
Those issues did not come up, and that's the extent of what I can talk about. What topics we did talk about, but that particular topic did not come up.
Okay, we'll move up. But just for me, I don't know Vladimir Putin. How would you describe him in a word?
Well, here's what I would say, that we have to find common ground with all of the nations in the world to be able to work with them to figure out ways to settle some of these situations down. The instability in the Middle East could lead us into a much, much greater conflict. And that's what my concern is, and that's what Donald Trump's concern is. What we don't want to do is we don't want to go into an unintended war that at a greater level. What we want to do is find common ground to be able to deal with the situation, particularly in the Middle East, and stabilize that situation so we can figure out ways to get out of this thing in a much cleaner way.
Sure.
A situation created by the vacuum when we departed in 2011, which Hillary Clinton and And Barack Obama made that decision.
All right. Strong foreign policy and diplomacy massively important. I want to talk about another organization right here, one that I personally am afraid of.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, including a plethora, and I mean a plethora, of previous interviews, some that you'll want to share with your friends, download and listen at your own convenience once again. It is all right there. Enjoy yourself. Also, all our sponsors that support the cause here to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us, to do everything we can to get this country back on track. Hey, it is time for the one and only. Yes, I'm talking about Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate, and Cubs fan. Just she's still celebrating there in Vegas, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I'll celebrate for another 108 years.
Hey, why not if that's what it takes? Hey, did you know this? Eric Bolden was saying this, and I should know this. I don't know why I never did, because when I played baseball, maybe I just didn't have time to count all the seams. He says there's 108 stitches in a baseball. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah, and of course he played ball too, so he would know. I guess maybe he may have sat the bench more than I did. I don't know, but I didn't sit there and count all the stitches. 108 stitches.
Funny.
So
a little anecdotal
information that you can get here. Exactly. A little factoid that you can share around the water cooler, because we're still enjoying, whether or not you're a true blue Cubs fan or not. Anytime we can get a 108-year curse, not to mention the fact winning 3 in a row, which is in and of itself is quite a feat. I mean, very few teams. I think it's only the 5th team ever to have won. And of course, what happened in basketball earlier it was Cleveland. It was LeBron and the boys of Cleveland that won 3 in a row in order to win the championship for basketball, right?
Right. And my friends were saying, oh, Cleveland's going to win. You know, and if Cleveland wins, that means Trump wins. That was their theory. And I said, what kind of theory is that? And they said, well, the Republican convention was there. LeBron brought home the trophy. I said, no, I have a different theory. If the Cubs win, it means the curse in Chicago is broken, which includes Barack Obama, and he's a White Sox fan. So if the Cubs win, Trump wins.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody's using everything. I mean, if Punxsutawney Phil comes out and binds his shadow, then it means Trump wins. I mean, we're looking at masks. We're looking at all different types of things. Grade school students voting for, Trump in areas that they shouldn't be voting in, and things like that. So, there's quite the movement, as we say, but we'll talk more about that. But meanwhile, the celebration continues. Congratulations to Chicago, the Cubs, the fans, everybody. It was a great series. I mean, what did they have? I think it was probably the second most watched.
40 million, I think, tuned in to the series. Huge rating.
And so the CMA
really wanted to see the Cubbies win. I mean, we're talking about history being made, and I do think that history is going to be made next Tuesday.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what we're waiting for. And the CMAs are glad they're not running next Tuesday either.
as a replay.
I know it was a tough situation for them, but, hey, that's just the way it goes. So, as we say, but yes, next Tuesday, we are days away, ladies and gentlemen. So, make sure you get out there. And if you can, you know, take somebody with you to the polls. Don't just drive there by yourself, right?
Absolutely. You know, this is what it's really going to come down to is voter turnout. And Trump needs every single vote that he can get, not because he's unpopular, but because that's how much the Democrats are going to cheat. I predicted last Thursday prior to our discussion that it was going to be, and I might have mentioned this to you last Friday, that I predicted Trump by 6. But now that the FBI investigation has come out, you know, I think that might be a little light. Mm. Especially when we look at what's happening to the independents. And we've talked about this before, Bill. The independents are our sweet spot. We had a massive migration to independents, especially after 2010 and 2012 in the Republican Party. A lot of people, if you recall, abandoned their Republican registration after we ran McCain and the loser Mitt.
Right.
So there's plenty of independents within that mix, both Democrats and Republicans alike, that Trump is capitalizing on. And he's also capitalizing on the communities of color, the African-American vote. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump got a little over 20% of the African-American vote. And if he gets 25%, game over.
Right. No, I'm with you on that, Megan. We're trying to keep an eye on. Of course, these goofy polls, you're having a hard time tracking them in much the same way as they did in Europe. I mean, if you remember with what they went through with Brexit, they just did not seem to measure appropriately the sentiment of the people there in Europe. They had the numbers absolutely reversed, and I'm sensing this could be the same thing here because we're not talking about traditional voting models, and then that's what pollsters use. They use what has been given to them over time, and as we know, this is a rather unique election series when you've got a non-politician vacating 16 other, you know, top candidates turn the Republican Party upside down, and I still think they're playing catch-up. I still don't think they have a handle on these numbers and, you know, to come up with the right polling models.
Right, and if you look at some polls, and they don't, we have a lot of new voters that are entering the system. We have a lot of crossover voters. Yeah, everyone says that Trump's going to lose Pennsylvania. I simply don't see it. I think he has a very good shot at Pennsylvania. Specifically the entire Rust Belt, I think he has a good shot at, which Pennsylvania includes. And let's not forget that in Pennsylvania, 100,000 Dems dropped their registration and shifted to the Republican Party.
Right.
This is the momentum that we have seen since the beginning of the Trump candidacy, whereby the entire primary was marked by two very disparate movements, meaning that Trump had, of course, the movement behind him of people wanting to make America great again. He had a lot of crossover voters, first-time voters, Republicans, et cetera. But then you had Bernie Sanders, a very different type of candidate, different philosophy, who also had an entire movement behind him. The common theme amongst the two movements was that people were looking for an outsider.
Exactly.
To fix Washington.
Hang on one second. Just speaking of Bernie Sanders, I feel, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but the movement that he created and the followers feel abandoned because he's gone mainstream into the Democratic Party. I mean, he's trying to hold some ground, but yet the perception is he's homogenized into the Clinton campaign.
Right, exactly. And he's out on the stump actually campaigning for Hillary. And so this left a whole swath of Bernie Sanders voters quite dejected, especially after Bernie Sanders supports the DNC, who literally robbed him of the nomination all of his voters. They completely disenfranchised Bernie Sanders voters by rigging the primary election.
Yeah, he was window dressing, basically. That's what it came down to. Yeah.
Yes.
And a
good source of money and momentum.
Well, you know, you talk about his voters being disenfranchised. I mean, and they are. I mean, they are rather confused. because you can't put a round peg in a square hole here. And in some of those, as suggested early on, you and I talked about this before, are making a decision to come with Trump because he still represents, to your point, the outsider viewpoint and perspective. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Megan Barth is with us. More from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girl sent you hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
Oh, come on, step it out. Let's go. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth also, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, this has been a very, very long couple of weeks for one Hillary Clinton. She could only hope that, the election was happening sooner, because with every day, there's more and more information. Julian Assange says he's getting ready to release the death nail, but Mike Flynn is sending out a tweet, and also True Pundit is reporting on this breaking bombshell. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, I was quite surprised by this. I was filling in for Wayne Allyn Root yesterday on the radio, and he came in and he said, "Did you hear the breaking news?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "There's something about child sex trafficking ring and pedophilia related to the Clintons." And I said, "Well, what, Jeffrey Epstein?" Mm-hmm. He said, "No, this is new." And this comes from TruePundit.com, as well as WikiLeaks. That when the NYPD seized Anthony Weiner's computer and related information, they uncovered 600,000 emails and so, and within those emails were also graphic pictures and information related to a child sex trafficking ring, as well as pictures related to pornography with children.
Wow.
Pedophilia.
Mm.
And this will supposedly implicate the Clintons in this disgusting find. But let's keep in mind, though, Uma and Hillary both knew that Anthony Weiner was a pedophile. They knew since 2011. They decided to cover it up. When you look at Bill Clinton's history with Jeffrey Epstein,
right.
Jeffrey Epstein is a known pedophile. He ran a sex trafficking ring of young girls that he would traffic to his island that Bill Clinton visited 27 times, five times without Secret Service. How many pedophiles do you know, Bill?
I
know zero.
No, yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody. If I do, it's only by accident, and I don't know that they are, you know, so.
Right, and the Clintons know, too.
Yes.
They know, too. And they've provided cover for each of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they know, too, that it's obvious that it's already well documented in this relationship.
Correct.
And, of course, Trump had brought up, you know, the sensitivity of Anthony Weiner married, sharing a household with Uma Abedin until recently. And he kind of suggested that this was an a trustworthy type of alliance here between Anthony Weiner and Uma Abedin. And here we are, 650,000 plus emails later. And you got to know there had to have been something just incredibly catastrophic for the Clintons or even for the FBI, for James Comey to come out and say, look, it heads up, we're taking another look here.
Right. And from what I understand is that the NYPD came across this information, approached Comey and said, look, and I guess the images and the information were just so graphic and disgusting that the agent in charge of the NYPD that was investigating this contacted the FBI, contacted Comey and said, you're going to have to do something about this, or we're just going to go directly to the press and do it ourselves. So outside of espionage, which I think will also be found, and the sharing of highly classified information, whether it was extremely careless or not, I do believe that there is going to be other unfortunately, insidious activities related to the Clintons, especially when you take in consideration Bill Clinton's past with pedophiles and the fact that Hillary Clinton covered for Anthony Weiner's behavior for 5 years. How many young girls did Anthony Weiner abuse since 2011 and that Hillary Clinton covered for?
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
That to me is just disgusting.
Wow. And, I mean, how hypocritical I mean, the whole thing has just been filled with hypocrisy. And is it any wonder, you know, one of two things is going to happen. The voters are just going to just say, I'm disgusted. I want nothing to do with it. Or this is it, is that we are going to go ahead and drain the swamp. And we're going to bring an outsider in. We're going to drain the swamp because this is the only way that we can get on the other side of this deal. We've got to get, you know, we've got to, you know, the people have to respond. And they have to react to it. And this is, again, why I feel that these polls are off and they're not reading this because, Megan, everywhere I go, this is what people are talking about. Not talking about this. I mean, this is just going to be over the top now, hearing about the relationship here in terms of, you know, money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors. I mean, can you imagine NYPD is opening up this laptop? They're seeing information. I mean, they're seeing top secret information they're not even supposed to have their eyes on, Megan.
Right. Right, absolutely. And then you question, how in the world can these people still, like Hillary and Uma, still hold a security clearance? That they shouldn't even be, they're under criminal investigation.
Well, Paul Ryan
they're
says they shouldn't even be part.
Their security clearances should be revoked.
Yeah, they shouldn't even be part. They shouldn't be, you know, given any kind of secret information right now. And Donald Trump even said this early on that this should be considered. Now you got Paul Ryan coming on board and pointing out the obvious as well. Ladies, this is a presidential candidate that still garners a lot of attention. You know, if you go along with the polls, I mean, this is, you know, this is amazing that we're at this point. We're at the 11th hour when we've already had, what, 30 million early votes already cast?
Yeah, and what's up with early voting? Can we talk about this a little bit?
Sure.
It should never, ever exist in the first place. When you add variability to anything, there is room for fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Democrats have done to the voting system, the integrity of the voting system, is create so much variability in order to perpetrate fraud. We've already uncovered through Project Veritas that there's been massive amounts of fraud going on by black operations that the DNC paid for 50 years.
Right, exactly. We've been busting
the
them. We've been busting them for 50 years. We'll continue to do that,
right.
They said, right? Isn't that what Robert Kramer
right.
said?
Right. Yeah. And we need to win this Emmer effort, and
yeah.
we're going to keep doing what we need to do in order to win. And that's what the Democrats have done, whether it comes to early voting, absentee voting, late voting, no voter ID. The list goes on and on. They have hijacked the integrity of the voting process in order for their quest for power.
Yeah.
They're allowing illegal aliens to vote in California through the motor voter law. And every way that they try to, they're undermining our one person, one vote. And I do hope that under a Trump administration, the integrity of the voting system is his number one civil priority of enforcing the federal law, which Bill Clinton passed, called Help America Vote Act in 2002,
mm-hmm.
whereby each state was supposed to clean up their voter rolls.
Exactly.
But this early voting is just an absolute...
It's an open door. It's an open door to this.
It's an open door.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
And the other thing, too, I wanted to talk about was Barack Obama. It is amazing to me. His approval rating is 58%. I mean, he's out there scolding his audience. I mean, he's scolding.
Yeah.
He's like this irate professor. And then
yeah.
he tells blacks that Trump is for the Klan. I mean, how do you come up with that statement? I mean, is that like a Harry Reid moment for Barack Obama to, you know, kind of out Harry Reid what Reid had to say about Mitt Romney and then later on, you know, kind of laughed about it, you know, even though he got caught in a big lie. And so, well, he didn't get it anyway. So Obama says Trump is for the Klan. I mean, how do you get that?
Yeah, this shows you that the Democrats are truly becoming unhinged when they're going into these accusations.
It is panic time. There's no doubt about it. Megan Barr, thank you so much. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming to 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Cause you started something you see. That ever since we met, you had a hold on me. It had to be true. I only want to be with you. Doesn't matter where you go.
Well, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. David Drucker is with us right now, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there. Five more days. Four more days. I can't keep track anymore.
Lordy, I know. What a month. I mean, we talk about October surprise, but it's like October surprises, and we didn't even think to calculate the Cubs winning three in a row to break a 108-year-old curse. I mean, this is what we love about history, is that it keeps unfolding and it makes it all very interesting, doesn't it?
Sure does.
It will with a week to go, as you write, and this was back on the 31st as we wrapped up the month of October. You wrote, with 1 week to go, does Trump have a chance? And little did we know what was going to be happening in the ensuing days, but it's just been one snowball after another, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the headline was, does he have a chance? The story was, yes, he has a chance. And I mean, I think it's clear he has a chance. I mean, that's obvious. The polls are tightening. They have tightened. I think there's been some stabilization, giving Clinton a slight edge, but it's nothing that should make them feel secure. And, you know, when you're behind, you know, the best you can hope for, I mean, other than coming back and winning, but I mean, in other words, what you really want when you're behind is a belief that you're not down and out. Because
right.
That gives your supporters a reason to turn out and vote. It gives you a certain energy. And the worst thing that happens when you're behind is when nobody thinks you can catch up. And so clearly, you know, we're in a pretty close race. Clearly, Trump could win. Clinton is still the slight favorite to win. And, you know, it's been a strange campaign, as you've said. I mean, how many times have you and I talked about, you know, unusual news events and other things happening? And there have been so many of them. So, you know, we'll see what happens over these last few days. It's, you know, it's hard to predict how this thing's going to finish.
Well, you look at the Electoral College, and I've been saying that in day one. I mean, the focus has been on these polls, which I think their models are risky in much the same way that they were risky in Europe with Brexit. You know, we don't have a traditional model. This hasn't been a traditional, you know, presidential race, David. And so they're, you know, this is what pollsters use, and you can't blame them. I mean, you know, they go by, statistics and they go by what is, tradition. And I don't know how you calculate, you know, the Trump effect. And I think they'll probably talk about the Trump effect for years to come, possibly.
Well, look, yeah, one way or the other, we'll be talking about this election for a long time. But I wouldn't question that the polling too much. I mean, the thing about Brexit, first of all, is you're polling a referendum and you're not polling a head-to-head candidate race. Second of all, in Brexit, a lot of the polls pointed to Leave winning. Mm-hmm. It was tight. There was just, you know, there was a lot of belief that it just simply wouldn't happen. I don't really like the Brexit comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that while there are plenty of reasons to question certain polls in this race, I think by and large, the polling has been pretty accurate. It was accurate in the Republican primary. It's just a lot of people refused to believe what the polls were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to either the Clinton campaign or the Republican National Committee, which both do very intensive voter scoring and modeling,
mm-hmm.
I think they have a very good handle on where the race is. And so there's always in this, especially in this campaign, this idea that there may be things we don't know or understand and mm-hmm. you know, things could go sideways. But I think if that happens, then we'll look back and say, okay, this is what went wrong.
Right.
But I think so far the polling has functioned, you know, pretty admirably overall. But especially the reason I feel reasonably confident about the data is the private data, which is much more extensive, where they spend the money that it takes. And they do not just, you know, horse race random polling, but they've got, I mean, voter models down to, I mean, it's like a cliche down to a science, but the level of data they have on voters in the states at the RNC and at the Clinton campaign would blow people's minds. I don't think they realize how the models and the forecasts are so extensive. And so I think that tells us, look where Trump is going. Look where Clinton's going.
Right.
Look where they're spending money on TV. That'll tell us a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt. So they're following the evidence that they have and the information. So, you know, you mentioned that people may want to see it through their heart, more through their eyes. You know, that certainly was the case in 2012 with Mitt Romney. Republicans were so shocked. They just could not believe that, you know, that Barack Obama was going to get reelected. They just could not comprehend that possibility.
Yeah, no, that's true. And look, I mean, a lot of my analysis of polling and data comes from the hard time I had with the data in 2012 and not quite understanding what was going on and asking a lot of, you know, I think at the time, well-founded skeptical questions in trying to understand the electorate and what was driving the electorate, not understanding why the president in his race was saying certain things he was saying, going to certain places he was going to. Look, even that was still a very close race. I mean, the president won Florida by less than a point. I think it was 0.8
right.
Of a point. So, I mean, it's a close race. This is a close race. You've got two. And what makes it, look, I mean, there is some, I think it's harder to have certainty in some ways because you have two very flawed candidates that nobody likes.
Mm-hmm.
And so where 4 years ago you had two candidates that ultimately most people liked and the parties were set on and there wasn't any buyer's remorse. Mm-hmm. I mean, people really liked, for Barack Obama's voting base, for his coalition, they really, really liked him.
No doubt. Right.
And even though not, you know, Republicans weren't as thrilled with Romney emotionally as Democrats were with Obama, they still thought he was a very capable, decent person.
Mm-hmm.
And Romney got like 92% of the Republican vote. And, you know, it wasn't really much of a question. So this is different. and that people, so many people are voting and wishing they could be voting for somebody else. So it's different. Yes. But we'll see.
Well, early voting, somewhere around 25, 30 million, the estimates flow in that kind of range. What is early voting telling us, particularly in the five key states that you wrote about?
So, you know, with the caveat that it's hard to know exactly what these things mean ultimately, because you do have an election day vote that matters, and that will, you know, will be the bulk of the voting. It can tell us certain things in certain states. I mean, Nevada is a great example just because it's small enough with closed registration that it can really give us an idea of what's going on. And I think in Nevada, Democrats are close to replicating what they did in 2012. And in Nevada in 2012, they performed strong enough in Clark County, which is Las Vegas,
right,
the main population center there, that there wasn't much Mitt Romney could do on election day to turn things around. Now, this isn't quite a 2012 situation, but it's getting close, according to the people that know Nevada really well. So we can learn something from that. You know, Florida is a case where we have a ton of data, but it's harder to make some big determination. I mean, for Republicans, you can feel really good because I think you're doing a lot better in the early and absentee voting than you did 4 years ago, because there's a much greater focus on it. For Democrats, you can feel really good because you're winning so far, and I haven't checked the latest numbers this morning. I'm waiting for them to come out. But you've been doing very well in the swing counties that usually determine the state. Hillsborough County is Tampa, St. Pete. You've got the I-4 counties, Metro Orlando. And so far they've been seeing an uptick in low-propensity Hispanic voters, non-Cuban Hispanics. Meaning they don't vote very often. They may not have even made it into the white voter screen because of that, but they're sending in ballots. So everybody's got something to feel good about so far. We'll see.
Well, as you say, David, it's crazy close, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, good fun. Well, we're days away. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget Tuesday, the big day. Get out there and vote. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, thank you so much. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As the company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is the leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey. They speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Yes, it is time for the National Radio Personality College professor, motivational speaker. We're talking Lolo here. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart is with us. How are we doing?
Oh, my word. How's the family? How's everybody?
Hey, everybody's fine. You don't want to beat me up anymore?
Good.
You were already in the preamble beating me up because I failed to follow up on something with you. I mean, my goodness, I'm so sorry that I did this, and I promise you, for all that you put me through in front of Scott and everything, I promise this will never happen again.
Okay, so now you're saying this on national radio, not just in front of your producer.
Well, I know.
You're going to call and catch me up because the listening family.
I want to be vulnerable. I want to be accountable. I really want to do better by you. Okay?
I'll make sure to edit this for you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
You better.
Because most of the folks could care less about this stuff going, yeah, these people have issues here. Speaking of issues, hey, let's talk about, should we talk? Let's put Hillary aside anyway. Let's keep having fun.
Okay.
Here. Baseball World Series, you know that happened last night, right? Actually, the night before last. When this will air.
I knew. Y'all don't be mad at me because I'm very patriotic. It means, but I want to be honest because if I'm challenging you to keep your word, I got to be honest.
Yes.
So I don't get on Facebook that much just because I have a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old. Last night I had some time to just decompress and I'm going on post after post and I'm like, oh, I think I've missed something really huge. So I was testing, but I had a lot going, and I know a lot of y'all have a lot going, and I'm not the only one.
Hey, just don't miss next Tuesday, okay? It's okay that you were a little bit late and watching the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, did you even, I mean, they were waiting for you. They delayed the game. The rains came in order for you to catch up, and so they delayed the game, and then they finished up with the 10th inning.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all this, that it did make me stop and go, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Because we were all coming together, my friends that believe different things, people were just unifying and people were rooting for the underdogs because they hadn't won a World Series since, what, like 1908 or something before they were even baseball?
108 years. Yeah, crazy, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, that was really encouraging, I think, for all of us, you know, that things can happen. So it was a nice break from everybody slinging hash at each other. And it made me think about – when we were in California and the Angels won the World
Series, exactly.
Very similar situation at the final hour. And I want y'all to know I was there for that one because one of our listeners for the network that Bill and I worked for, they had like 8 row seats at third base. So I was right there at game 7 when they won. So I've experienced that before, and that was amazing. And this was tremendous, too. So I do know about it. I just knew about it after the fact. And I was very blessed and very glad they won.
And we all know the reason the Angels won, and that's because you sang the national anthem at one of the games. So they want to bring you back, Lolo.
I do that again. That was petrifying. I think I've told y'all before, I don't have a shy bone in my body. I can speak before thousands of people, sing the same, but that was bewildering.
That's incredible.
That was a scary moment.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it because you got the echo. It's not like it's perfect acoustics there, right?
It's not. Yeah. And then the range you have to have for the national anthem. I mean, and see, I'm an alto. Actually, I'm a contralto, so I'm like down here. So I have to start, oh, say, can you see? To be able to get up that high. So at the end, I'm not like pretending like I'm, you know, Sandy Patty or somebody in pain. So, but I was glad I got to do it. But
well, some people have to pinch themselves to get up that high, you know?
You know that? Do.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's quite a strain. Hey, all right, let's talk about this FBI probe that is just driving the Democrats, the Clinton machine nuts. The wind is at the back of Trump. And James Comey decided, hey, we got to look at this. And, of course, can you blame him? 650,000 emails on Carlos Danger's, laptop that he shares with his estranged wife, Uma Abedin. What is he going to do?
Well, and I was wondering, I'm like, did they get to the point they're like, this is going to catch up with us? You know, how did they finally decide to do the right thing? And I think most of us are glad it's coming out. And you are hearing there's more WikiLeaks that will be coming out in the next couple of days. And I think we're just like, come on. And I know that we all need to be, you know, really seeking the face of the Lord in the next couple of days. I'm hopeful, but I'm very, I don't want to say anxious, I'm not supposed to be anxious. I'm a little nervous because this is the state of our nation. This is our country. And you feel like it's hanging in the balance. But one of my friends posted this last night, and she's one of the most awesome people. Her name is Busy, and she said, regardless of this election, Jesus is still king, you know, and reigning on high. And I'm like, amen, sister. Yeah. And so it's like that's what I'm trying to cling to. But we need to pray that everything is fair, that the shady stuff is exposed, if anything shady is going on at all, that it's exposed, and that people will just be influenced by the Holy Spirit when they're voting. I'm not trying to sound, you know, hyper-spiritual, but we're at that point.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Lolo, is the evangelicals, Catholics the same way, about 50% will bother to register to vote and understand that it is their civic duty. But of that 50, only 50% again will vote. I mean, my goodness, I don't know how you do that. I mean, Jesus was real clear. You know, you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God's. And there is a responsibility that we have. And when you think about the history of this great country, but for people of faith, America would have never been blessed by God.
Well, the thing about it, we could win this. If the Christians and conservatives would get out and vote, you know, and say, hey, I'm the voice of the common man. We could win this. And I graduated from Oral Roberts University, and there were several people posting, a third party candidate. And I just told them how I felt. And I'm like, look, this is just the way it is.
Yes.
This is the bottom line. And there was even one guy that keeps posting about Hillary. Oh, we're Christian University, right? University. And I'm telling you, I have been showing my honey. I just got to be honest with you, and I'm like, Lord, forgive me. I mean, but I want to stand, but then I don't want to not be godly, and I don't want to have a, you know, like I'm all religious, I'm all better, but yet I think we do need to call on each other. What is the truth? What does the Word of God say? And if you profess to be a Christian, this is what you have to do. And this one guy just said, please keep your twisted politics off of this Christian University website, alumni site. I mean, I was just so ticked, and he's saying stuff back, and I don't even read it because I don't even care. But, you know, I'm at that point, and I don't know if I should be proud of that. I just keep going, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm flesh, and if I'm messing up and I'm reacting, but I'm just that passionate, and I think a lot of people are about our country, and getting into a better place. I mean, well, I don't understand Donald Trump is saying, I'm for Christians, I'm for evangelicals, you know, I'm pro-life now, you know, I'm a changed man. I know people that are saying, hey, I've been around him now and then, and he is a different man.
Right.
I mean, they've been interviewing a lot of really key people, generals and senators. They're like, you know what, I spent one-on-one time with him, and I really like him. And
exactly.
I like him more now than I ever have before. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Well, I got to tell you, there was a picture that was going around there for a while of he and Governor Pence and the inner circle that were on this campaign stop that they were going. They were on the plane, and they were circled together praying. And it was a very powerful picture.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't see that.
It is a hopeful picture that you understand that we have somebody here who understands and appreciates his human failings and is looking looking to God for answers. I was encouraged by that.
Please send me that picture.
Yeah,
we'll
do.
Google it.
Right.
I mean, that's tremendous, and we need to be sending that to other people. So by the time we're together again, you all,
we'll have an answer. Well,
yeah.
And this is the thing, with all this that's going on, you know, FBI investigations, all, you know, people need to understand, you know, and Jesus stood for the truth. He said, you know, the truth is what will set you free. America is so bound up right now. We're so bound up, Lolo, we can't even see it. You know, people have been so used to being bound up by, you know, their ideology and what have you. And this is less than what God would want for his creation.
Well, and that's what we have to acknowledge. You know, we have to acknowledge, be involved, and say, Lord, what do we do to make sure that your will is being done on this earth? I mean, when we stand before him one day, you know what's going to matter? That we really know him, and what lives did we touch, and did
right,
we live
exactly.
for him? That everything else is going to burn up.
And I hope people understand here, what we're talking about is not like as if we have it all. You know, not any one of us has it all, but corporately, together, we have parts and pieces of this incredible God-ordained mosaic that only God could put together like the rainbow
yes.
that sits in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
we need everybody involved in this. We need your two cents, if that's what you want to call it. You're part of the answer. Everybody here needs to get involved.
We're a family. We're a team.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if this country's going to get back on track, you know, we've insisted it's going to be a bottom-up movement. And if it's anything at all like what happened in Europe, where the people locally counter-opposed the establishment with Brexit, you know, we can only hope that maybe that that foresight, that energy is what is catching on, you know, Kellyanne Conway, the campaign manager for Donald Trump, has been speaking of this unmeasured group. And we've only got about 15 seconds left, Lolo, so I'll let you wrap it up here.
Well, family, I know that Bill feels the same as me. We want you to know that we love and appreciate you and that you do matter, and we want to encourage you to get involved on Tuesday. And I do have to say these parting words. Go Cubs!
There it is.
Myself?
There you are. Hey, wonderful. Lori Kitchen, Stewart, say goodnight, Lolo.
Bye, you guys. Have a great weekend.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You know about our